Welcome back to the OU Shnei Mikra Project and our study of Parshat Va'era. This is Menachem Liptag, and today's shiur we study Shishi, the sixth Aliyah, beginning in Perachet, Pasuk Yotet, chapter 8, verse 19. The last Aliyah ended when Moshe had gone to Paro and warned him about the upcoming plague of Arov, and that this plague would only smite the Egyptians in the land of Egypt, but those living in the land of Goshen would be spared. Moshe will continue now with this explanation before the Makkah itself begins. I'm going to make a distinction between my people and your people. Tomorrow you will see this sign, how God differentiates between the land of Egypt and the land of Goshen. This will be a sign to Pharaoh and the Egyptians that it is the God of Israel who is bringing these plagues and not some other natural cause. The word fadut is translated here as a distinction, but as Ibn Ezra and Rashbam point out, it also is the Hebrew word for redemption, not only because this is the beginning of a redemption process, but also the people in Goshen will be safe from these plagues, even though they may have suffered from the first three plagues. Pasachav, Vayasa Adonai Ken. God did as he said he would. Vayavo Arov Kaved Beit Paro Beit Avadav. A very heavy plague of Arov, be it wild beasts or insects as we explained before, came and attacked the house of Paro and the house of all of his servants. Uvcho Eretz Mitzrayim Tishachet Haaretz Bipnei Harov. And the entire land of Egypt was destroyed and decimated because of this plague of Arov. Vayikra Paro Moshe ul Aaron. Paro now calls to Moshe and Aaron. Vayomer, Lechu zivchu l'Elohechem ba'aretz. Go and serve your God here in the land of Egypt. Note here that the word Aretz is referring to Egypt and not the land of Israel. Vayomer Moshe, lo nachon osot ken. Moshe responds to Paro and says, no, it's not proper to do that, to serve our God here in Egypt. Because it would be an abomination to Egypt if we would bring our offerings here to our God in this land. Would it not be if we would bring an offering, the abomination of Egypt, in front of their own eyes, would they not stone us? The assumption here is that the korban, the offering that Israel would bring, would be a lamb or some other animal that the Egyptians worshipped. If Israel would slaughter that animal in the land of Egypt, the Egyptian people would be abhorred. They would protest and possibly stone the people committing such a terrible crime in their eyes. Therefore, Moshe says, we need to serve our God, but it would not be safe to do it here in Egypt. We must go instead to the desert. What's very interesting is that after the 10th plague, this is exactly what Am Yisrael does. They take an Egyptian god, they slaughter it in the land of Egypt, and that shows God that they've rejected Egyptian culture. It also shows the Egyptians that it's our God who did all these miracles and that the God that they've been worshipping does not exist. What's more important to notice here is that when Paro gives into this plague, he doesn't say, Moshe, you're now free to go and leave Egypt. He doesn't tell him, you're a free people now and go to the land of Canaan. Instead, he tells him, go worship your God. The reason for this is simple. Every warning that Moshe gave Paro was never a request that we go free, but rather, let us serve our God a three-day distance into the desert. If you follow the story very carefully, from chapter 3 through chapter 5, through chapter 7, 8, and 9, every single time that Moshe goes to Paro, he has one request and only one request. It's never let my people go, it's rather send my people out and allow them to serve their God a three-day distance into the desert. It's in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yotchet, it's in Perek Hei Pasuk Gimel, and it's before the warning of every single plague up until now. Also, back in chapter 5 in verse 3, the first time that Moshe actually confronted Paro with this request, he gave the more complete reason why they must serve the God in the desert. There he says, the God of the Hebrews appeared to us, we have to go a three-day distance into the desert and serve him. Because if we don't, a terrible plague and death and sword is going to come and smite the land. Paro did not heed that warning. In fact, he was so annoyed by that warning, he doubled the workload. But now, before each plague, Moshe Rabbeinu returns to that very warning and tells Paro a specific plague that will take place. And if he doesn't listen and take these early warnings, a greater plague might come. Paro is now convinced that Moshe's warning was correct, that this God of the Hebrews must be worshipped. And if he's not worshipped properly, this warning of Dever and Cherev is still hovering over them. Therefore, Paro now agrees and tells Moshe, go worship your God as you requested. The only caveat now is that Paro doesn't want them to go into the desert. He only wants them to worship their God here in the land of Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu explains a practical reason why that won't work. because if they did that in Egypt, the Jewish people would be stoned. Instead, he explains now in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Derech Shloshet Yamin Nelech Bamidbar. We want to go a distance of 3 days into the desert. V'zavachnu L'Adonai Eloheinu. There we're going to bring our offerings to our God. Kasher Yomar Eloheinu. We'll offer whatever God tells us to bring, but we need to do it there, a 3 day distance into the desert. Pay careful attention. Whenever Moshe talks about these 3 days, he's not asking for a 3 day vacation. He's describing the distance into the desert as a distance of 3 days. So let's see now Paro's response to Moshe's request to go 3 day distance into the desert. Pasach Abdalad, Vayomer Paro, Anochi Ashalach Etchem, Uzvachtem L'Adonai Elohechem Bamidbar. Okay, I'm going to send you out, and you can worship your God in the desert. Rak Harchek Lo Tachiku L'Alechet Hatiru Badi. Just don't go too far away into the desert. Paro seems to be giving in the desert, but maybe not a 3 day distance into the desert. In any case, when you get to the desert, pray on my behalf, he says. Therefore, I'll let you go, and hopefully your prayers will stop the next wave of plagues. Vimar Moshe. Moshe understands that Paro has given in to his request. Hine onochi yotzei mimach. I'm going to leave you at this point. Vatarti el Adonai. I'm going to pray to God. V'sar ha'arov miparo miavadav umiamo machar. And this plague of Arov is going to leave Paro and his servants and his nation tomorrow. Rak, what condition? Al Yosef Paro hatel levoti shalach et ha'am lizboch l'Adonai. But this time, don't play games with us, Paro. Don't tease us anymore. And don't change your mind and not let this nation go and serve their God. Recall after the plague of frogs, Paro had already said, go worship your God. But after the plague was over, Paro hardened his heart and didn't let them go. Moshe's warning them, don't play that trick on us again. Pasuk Chavav, Vayitzei Moshe min Paro, Vayetar el Adonai. Moshe left Paro, and he went to pray to God. Vayas Adonai kidvar Moshe. God did as Moshe said. Vayasar ha'arov, miparo miavadav umeyamo, lo nishar achad. The entire plague of wild beasts, they all left Egypt, and not even one remained. Vayachbeid Paro et libo, gam bapam hazot, v'lo shilach et am. Paro, however, hardened his heart, even this time as well, and he didn't send the people out. Pay careful attention throughout the entire story of the plagues that Moshe Rabbeinu was only asking for permission to serve God 3 days into the desert and never asked for freedom. The reason for this is beyond the scope of the shir. One point I would like to make is this word shilach. God needs Paro to send the people out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried, and I think rightly so, that if Paro gave the Jewish nation permission to leave Egypt and go to Canaan, most of the people would not have left. The only way to get the nation of Israel out of Egypt is if they're expelled by Paro himself. We're going to see later, after the 10th plague, that Vatechazach Mitzrayim Lemeher L'Shachah Min Ha'aretz, Ki Amru Kulenu Meitim, the entire Egyptian nation, not only Paro. Paro says, Kumitzu Mitoch Ami, Gam Atem Gam Bnei Yisrael, Uluchu Yivdu Et Hashem Kedabrechem. Paro demands Moshe, go leave Egypt and go serve your God as you said, and pray for me. That'll be after the 10 plagues. But the entire Egyptian nation is convinced that if the Jewish people don't serve their God in the desert, as Moshe demanded, there'll be even more terrible plagues coming and hurting Egypt. The reason why the Jews leave Egypt isn't because they want to leave. The reason why the Jews leave Egypt is because Paro is forcing them out. Not only Paro's decree, also the entire nation of Egypt is rushing them out. That puts the people in a position where the nation of Israel can ask their neighbors, please lend us some clothing, lend us some gold and silver, lend us jewelry, all these things that we need to serve our God properly. And the Egyptian people are more than eager to answer those requests by bringing the plagues in this manner, by slowly convincing the Egyptian people that if we don't worship our God in the desert, more and more terrible plagues will come. This may be part of God's master plan, and one of the goals of this master plan is to get Am Yisrael out of exile. As we know from Jewish history, if Am Yisrael has permission to leave exile, but it's not forced to leave, very few people actually pick up and leave. It's only when they're forced by a foreign power to leave that country. It's only if Paro is going to expel them and the Egyptian people will push them out, that'll get Am Yisrael to get out of the land. God also has to fulfill his promise of Brit Ben Ptarim, that they'll leave with great wealth. So by bringing the plagues in this manner, one after the next, and Paro changing his mind, but little by little convincing the entire Egyptian people that if we don't worship our God, only worse things will happen, God is able to achieve his two goals. One is getting the people of Israel expelled out of Egypt, giving them great wealth and possessions when they actually do leave. Let's continue now in Perek Tet with the next plague. Vayomer Adonai Moshe, Bo'a Paro. Now the fifth plague is beginning. And with the pattern, this one, he goes to Paro, to his palace. V'dibarte elav kol ma Adonai Elohei Ivrim, shlach et ami v'yavduni. Just as before, Moshe warns Paro, this is the word of the God of the Hebrews, send my people out and let them worship me in the desert. Ki ima ein atal shalech, because if you refuse to send them now, v'otcham machzik bam, and you still hold on to them, hine yad Adonai hoya b'miknecha asher basadeh, basosim b'chamorim b'gmalim b'bakar v'atzon, deder kaved mod. If you don't let them go, the hand of God will be against you, against your horses, your donkeys and camels, all your cattle and all your sheep. There'll be a terrible plague, a pestilence, which is going to cause many of your animals to die. V'ifla Adonai ben b'knei Yisrael uvein b'knei Mitzrayim. And again, like in the previous plague, God in a miraculous way will make a distinction between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Mitzrayim. V'lo yamut mikol livnei Yisrael davar. Nothing from the cattle of Israel will die at all. However, from the cattle of Egypt, the plague of Dever will take a heavy toll. Pasakei, v'yasem Adonai mo'ed limor. God set a time for this plague. Machar, yaseh Adonai hadavar hazeh ba'aretz. Tomorrow, God will do this in the land. Notice how in the last several plagues, there's always going to be a time when the plague will stop or start, and this will be yet another sign to Paro and his people that God is behind these plagues, and not to attribute them to other gods or other phenomena of nature. Pasuk Vav, Vayas Adonai et hadavar hazeh bimochorat, Vayamot kol miknei Mitzrayim, umibiknei bnei Yisrael lo meit echad. Just as God said, the plague came on the next day, the cattle of Israel, nothing died at all, all the death was from the cattle of the Egyptians. Vayishlach Paro sent messengers to see if this was indeed true, v'hinei, behold, lo meit bimiknei Yisrael ad echad. No cattle of Israel died at all. Vayichbad le Paro v'lo shilach ta'am. Nonetheless, Paro hardened his heart and he did not let the people go. Or as we explained before, he did not send the people out. Now, the sixth plague is about to begin. And as we explained in the pattern, this plague will not have a warning. Instead, Bayomar Adonai Moshe ve'el Aaron, God tells Moshe and Aaron, Chulachem ulochofnichem peach kivshan, take a handful of ashes from a furnace, Uzorko Moshe Hashamayma lene Paro, and Moshe should throw it up towards the heavens in the eyes of Paro. Vayal avak, when it comes down, it will come down as a powder. Alko Eretz Mitzrayim, over all of Egypt. Vayal al hadam vaal habehima lishchin porech ababuot b'cho Eretz Mitzrayim. And when this dust falls on the men or on the animals, it will turn to a plague of boils throughout the land of Egypt. Vayichu et piach hakivshan, as God commanded them, they took these ashes from the furnace. Vayamdu lifnei Paro, they stood in front of Paro so he could see them. Vayizrok oto Moshe Hashamayma, Moshe threw this handful of ashes up towards the heaven. Vayishchin ababot poreach badam ubabehima. And on the men and on the animals of Egypt, this fell down and caused this plague of boils on their skin. V'lo yechlu hachartumim lamod lifnei Moshe b'pnei Hashchin. The chartumim, the magicians of Egypt, were not able to stand in front of Paro because of these boils. Ki haya Hashchin b'chartumim u'v'cho Mitzrayim. This Shechin attacked even the magicians, who probably had some ways of protecting themselves. They were not able to protect themselves, and surely the rest of Egypt, everyone was afflicted by these boils. V'chazek Adonai le Paro. Nonetheless, God now hardens the heart of Paro. Up until now, Paro hardened his own heart. Now God hardens his heart. As many commentators point out, the first five plagues, there's something that causes Paro to harden his heart, but he does it on his own. His punishment for hardening his heart on his own now is that God hardened his heart, and even though there's no reason why he shouldn't give in, God causes his heart to be obstinate, and he doesn't let the people go. V'lo shema lehem, he didn't listen to Moshe and Aaron. Kasher diber Adonai al Moshe, just as God had told Moshe back in chapter 7, you're going to bring plague after plague, and Paro's not going to listen. Don't take it personally. This is God's plan. I want it to happen this way. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'yomer Adonai al Moshe, Hashkim baboker v'tiatzeit lifnei Paro. Now we're beginning the third round of plagues. So this will now be plague 7. And again, Moshe meets Paro early in the morning. Stand in front of Paro. V'yamarta elav. Ko ama Adonai Elohei ha'ivrim. Shlach et ami v'yavduni. This is the word of the God of the Hebrews. Send my people out so they can serve me in the desert and bring me offerings, and that would stop any further plague from coming. Pasuk Yudalet. Ki bapam hazot ani sholechet kom magefotai. Because this time around, I'm going to send all my plagues or all these catastrophic events against you and against your servants and your people, in order that you know that there's no one like me in the whole land. Pasuk Tedvav, Ki ata shalachti et yadi v'achotcha v'etamcha b'daver, because up until now, I could have punished you harder. I could have sent out my hand and smit you as well with the plague of daver that only hurt the animals. You would have been obliterated from the land, but I didn't do that yet. For what reason? I left you alive and didn't kill the people with the plague of daver, so that you would be able to see how great my strength is. So after these plagues are over, you'll be able to tell all the nations about how great I am. Once again, we end the Aliyah in the middle of a warning of a plague. Notice that's happened in the last three Aliyot, that the Aliyah ends abruptly in the middle of a warning. We'll continue this morning and find the details of the seventh plague, which will be Barad, as we study Shvi, the next Aliyah.